It's a port city. Here fumes rust the sky, the general thought. Industrial gases flushed the evening with oranges, salmons, purples with too much red. West, ascending and descending transports, shuttling cargoes to stellar centers and satellites, lacerated the clouds. It's a rotten poor city, too, thought the general, turning the corner by the garbage-strewn curb. Since the invasion, 6 ruinous embargoes for months apiece had strangled this city whose lifeline must pulse with interstellar commerce to survive. Sequestered, how could this city exist? 6 times in 20 years, he'd asked himself that. Answer? It couldn't. Panics, riots, burnings. 2x cannibalism. The general looked from the silhouetted loading towers that jutted behind the rickety monorail to the grimy buildings. The streets were smaller here, cluttered with transport workers, loaders, a few stellar men in green uniforms, and the horde of pale, proper men and women who managed the intricate sprawl of customs operations. They are quiet now, intent on home or work, the general thought. Yet all these people have lived for 2 decades under the invasion. They've starved during the embargoes, broken windows, looted, run screaming before fire hoses, torn flesh from a corpse's arm with decalcified teeth. Who is this animal man?